Okay, let's jump right into this deep dive.
Yeah, this is a big one.
It really is. We're breaking down what is probably the biggest structural change to Australian lending in years.
APRA's new debt-to-income limits, the DTI rules.
Exactly. They kick in on February 1st, 2026. And our mission for you is to really understand how this flips the market on its head. We're moving from a world of, basically infinite credit. If you could service it, you could get it.
To a world where it's suddenly a rationed resource.
Rationed. That's a perfect word. So what's the actual constraint here?
It's a hard limit. The banks, or ADIs, they have to restrict any new lending where the DTI is six times or more.
Okay, six times income.
And that lending can only be 20% of their total new loans. It's a strict portfolio quota. It doesn't matter how wealthy you are, if that 20% bucket is full, you're declined.
So is that 20% bucket just one big pool for everyone?
No, and this is where it gets tactical. APRA has split it. There's one bucket for owner-occupiers.
And a separate one for investors.
Exactly. And the numbers here are what really tell the story.
Yeah, our source material points out this huge gap. For owner-occupiers, what is it? Only about 4% of current loans are over that 6x DTI mark.
Right, they've got plenty of room, but the investor market is already running hot. It's sitting at about 10%.
So you can see the issue straight away.
That investor bucket is going to fill up so much faster. And because it's measured quarterly, you get this sprint and stop dynamic.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the big banks, they'll open the floodgates in month one of the quarter, but by month three,
They have to slam them shut.
completely shut, to avoid a regulatory breach. So
Wow.
credit for investors just becomes inconsistent, unreliable.
Okay, so the banks are forced to ration. This means they'll give their limited high DTI spots to their best clients, right?
Yeah.
Your high net worths, low-risk borrowers.
Of course, it becomes a premium product. But the real aha moment for most people is what we call the shading trap.
The shading trap. Okay.
It's the fact that banks don't use your actual gross income in their calculation.
They adjust it down.
They shade it. Yeah. So if you have rental income or maybe some variable income like bonuses, they might only count, say, 80% of it.
Wow. So you could do your own math, think you're safely at 5.9 times DTI?
And then the bank runs their assessment, and suddenly you're at 6.3. And just like that, you are Casper Chade, you're out.
And it's not just the income side, is it? There's this concept of ghost debt.
Absolutely. That unused credit card limit, that counts against you.
Even if the balance is zero.
Even if it's zero, that
Yeah.
undrawn $50,000 line of credit, that also gets added to the debt numerator, and it can be the very thing that pushes you over the cliff.
So it sounds pretty restrictive. How do you
Done.
navigate this? Are there workarounds?
There are two big strategic routes that open up. First, and most obviously, the non-banks.
Right, because they don't take customer deposits, they aren't ADIs.
So APRA's rule doesn't apply. They basically become the liquidity provider for all these prime borrowers who get knocked back by the banks just because of this DTI quota.
A clear arbitrage. What's the second route?
New builds. APRA specifically wrote an exemption into the rule for them.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Any loan for construction or to buy a brand new dwelling is completely excluded from that 20% high DTI limit.
So they're creating a powerful incentive for investors to fund new housing supply.
A very powerful one.
This all feels like the role of advice is changing then. It's less about just finding the lowest rate.
Oh, completely. The goal now is certainty of funding. Can you actually get the money? That becomes the new definition of best interests duty.
And what about for you if you're listening and you already have, say, a 7x DTI loan that you took out a few years ago?
That's the mortgage prisoner effect. It's a real danger.
A prisoner, how?
You're trapped. You
Yeah.
can't refinance. No competitor bank is going to burn its precious DTI quota just to poach an existing high DTI loan. So you're stuck with your current lender, potentially paying a loyalty
You're
tax.
stuck. Okay, let's end with a final thought for people to chew on. If this intervention just ends up pushing a huge amount of this high DTI lending into the unregulated non-bank sector, this leakage, as they call it,
Which seems very likely.
will the regulator just be forced to come back in maybe in 2027 or 2028 and extend the cap to the non-banks too?
That is the big question, isn't it? Something to watch very, very closely.